At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
I'm waiting for Tua to speak to the media. In the meantime, I was kind of looking at a couple of the beat writers and what they had to say about things. And I guess we can, Josh Appel's going to join us this hour, but I guess we can couch this as 15 minutes of Game Day Uncensored, brought to you by the Lexus TX, room for all your passions and 3 rows of luxurious comfort. Experience amazing at your Lexus dealer. Here's what I just read in the Sun Sentinel. They did like a mailbag, Chris Perkins. And someone writes in, Stephen Ross is the worst owner in sports. And you're both going to have to unmute your mics because neither of you are going to be heard this segment if you don't unmute your mics. Just be doing the show by myself. They say Stephen Ross is the worst owner in sports. This is what Perk writes. Respectfully, that's not true. But I feel your pain. Dolphins owner Steve Ross must find the right general manager to run the team. That's a good first step towards reversing your opinion, an opinion which is shared by a growing number of fans. Just as Miami Heat owner Mickey Arison hired President Pat Riley and Florida Panthers owner Vinny Viola hired general manager Bill Zito, Ross must find the guy to run this team. When the Dolphins start winning, Ross will become a better owner in the eyes of fans. Simply put, Ross does the two things you want from an owner. He opens his checkbook and he allows football people to make football decisions. And I happen to agree with Chris Perkins on that. I know people are frustrated because they feel like Stephen Ross doesn't care because the argument is, and I get it, by the way, the argument is, how could he care about what we, the fans, are going through if he keeps trotting Chris Greer out there every draft and every game Mike McDaniel's out there and every post game Mike McDaniel's out there. I get that take right now, but overall I think Perk is right, which is Stephen Ross would be a great owner if he had the right general manager doing things and the right head coach. I mean, you can go down the list, but I happen to think he's the perfect owner because he's not afraid to spend. Yep. And also he's not afraid to acquiesce to the football, you know, mind's decisions, even when it's overruling what he wants, which is going to get Lamar Jackson. So, you know, it is what it is. He's the owner. I know he has not had any success, so I'm not trying to make a case for Stephen Ross being a great owner because ultimately you have to have success. He has not had any success, but I don't think he's a bad owner.
He's a great owner, to be honest. The owners don't do anything. It's upstairs, downstairs. That's what we used to call it. Players are downstairs. Coaches and scouts and personnel and GMs, they're all upstairs people. The upstairs people make all the football decisions. They call the plays. They build the team. They do all that. When you get mad at them, there's only one more step to get upset with is the owner. And he's not – like the football people aren't doing good. Like I always say, I think Chris Greer is a great dude. This roster is flawed. Everybody sees that. His job is to make a strong roster. So now, well, who hired him? They got to go to Stephen Ross. Remember when Stephen Ross brought in Bill Parcells early in his ownership? Because Stephen Ross knows.
Was that Stephen Ross who did that?
That was Stephen Ross because remember the story when I first met Stephen Ross. I was still on the team when he bought it from Huizenga, and I walked up to him and said, "What up, dog?" And everybody made fun of me. They were like, "Bro, you don't talk to the owner like that." I was like, "Man, you know, I'm not an employee. We're coworkers." Not a great decision. They cut me 2 years later. But no, but Stephen Ross tried to do that. He knows he doesn't know. I brought up with Gelby or early in the show, Robert Kraft. Do you think Robert Kraft knows how to coach or build a roster? Not at all. He's known as a great owner because he's won a bunch of Super Bowls. That's why Robert Kraft's a great owner.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Good point. If we go win a Super Bowl, Stephen Ross is an amazing owner. He needs to go find some football people like he tried with Parcells to be between his pocketbook and the roster. And there's a couple steps between it. He needs to fill those steps in, but he's not a bad owner.
Have the words "what's up" been more damning to anybody in the history of mankind than to Channing Crowder? First with Stephen Ross, ends up getting fired 2 years later, then with Venus Williams or Serena Williams.
By the way, Stephen Ross bought the team in 2009. Bill Parcells was hired in 2007. So it really? Was not Stephen Ross who brought in Bill Parcells.
No. Actually, I was reading about this the other day. If my memory serves correctly, and guys, I was in seventh grade when all this was going on. But I believe Stephen Ross bought 50% of the organization or 49% of the organization when Parcells was there. And when he purchased the remaining, whatever, 98%,
that's Parcells, when he
Parcells is like, "I'm out. I was here
because he had that deal." Remember, he had that deal that he could leave anytime he wants and get his full pay.
Yeah.
Right around in the golf cart.
It was not. Stephen Ross has never hired Bill Parcells. Stephen Ross has only hired Dennis Hickey and Don Aponte,
Jeff Ireland,
Chris Greer, and Jeff Ireland.
Yeah. And the Don Aponte thing, it was actually, she runs the NFL right now. You know that, right? She's some big time up in the NFL. She knows football. She knows about the game. He tries hard to get the person between him and football because he does not know nothing about football. He knows about money and business. He's just missing on these guys. And honestly, keeping a friend of mine, I'm saying this with reluctancy because I do not want him not to have a job. I hope he gets a job. Chris Greer is not the guy to run this organization.
Well, I think everybody's kind of on board with that now. That's why I think there's a lot of outrage towards Stephen Ross right now, because everyone seems to be in agreement. Mike McDaniel and Chris Greer are not the guys. Do you see any scenario where those two guys are back with the team next year?
No.
I'm being honest. Solana, like, do you see them being able to turn it around in any sort of fashion that has both or either one of those guys back with the Dolphins next season?
No. No, because, look, I think what everybody wants is a clean slate, which you mention all those guys that Stephen Ross has hired, and subsequently those guys hired coaches. There's never been a clean slate. You've had a GM come in, and then he hires a coach, and then the GM gets fired, and the next GM has to retain the coach, and then that coach gets fired, so the GM picks another coach. And it's this endless cycle where you've never had balance. GM, coach, hired in concert with one another. The organization is humming with two people who are in line with one another. And with the direction of the franchise, it's constantly people coming in who get to a point, which is where you're at now, Chris Greer making his case to Stephen Ross. No, I did my part. And Mike McDaniel going, no, look what he did. How can I achieve success here?
Right.
I think Chris Greer has a better chance of staying just because history kind of repeats itself.
What if he put him in some sort of ceremonial position? He obviously likes Chris Greer. So what if he took him out from the general manager
job? I think that's going to happen, though.
And made him some sort of president of football operations. And, you know, he gets to walk around in his suit and hat and you know, not make any consequential decisions.
Does he have power over the new guy?
I don't think so.
Okay.
No,
don't give him more power. We can't give him more power.
Bigger title, less power.
Okay. You know what? And to your point, is there anything they can do? I hope they don't do what happened to UF last year. When Billy Napier won 5 in a row late, and you say,
well, that's what I'm saying. Do you see any scenario where that could happen? The only way either or both of them are back is if they get it together this season, and all of a sudden there's a glimmer of hope that they do have everything right.
But what's getting it right?
The glimmer.
What's getting it right?
This is my biggest fear.
Win 7 in a row to end the season.
Yeah, Brian Flores did that. He got fired.
I have it written down. They're 2-9.
He wasn't collaborative.
They're 2-9. They win the last 6 games convincingly, look like a great team. Oh, they figured it out. And then you go 2026 with an 8-9 team under 500, and you have the same problems that we've had since he's been here. The pre-snap penalties, not getting the play call in, not scoring points, not adding people, not getting the right personnel in line, not having an offensive line. If we have ever had – when's the last time we had a good line? Vernon Carey and Jake Smiley and Jake Long? I played with them. I've been retired 13, 14 years, Hawk. We cannot go into next season. If they win 7-8 in a row at the end of the year, you have to still say, great ending. That's a great thing on your resume to go get your next job.
What's going to happen if they do that? I'm going to be back making the same argument that I made last year, which is – well, if you won 7 in a row, you're closer to getting to the playoffs in the Super Bowl than you are being an abject disaster. And so why would you tear it down now? You might as well give yourselves another season to see if it works.
No, then you should have your head examined.
No.
And no joke.
You got to get Nick Westbrook Akine more involved. What's going on with Akine?
If this isn't proof enough that there has to be a clean house move by Stephen Ross, then I'm not kidding. There needs to be an investigation by Roger Goodell, perhaps a federal investigation, get the governor of Florida involved, get the commissioners of Miami involved. Stephen Ross is a double agent, secret double agent for the rest of the AFC East, because there could not be another logical explanation for why he wouldn't clean house. There wouldn't be a logical explanation. There wouldn't.
I mean, haven't you ever heard the phrase, patience is a virtue? Well, you are watching that play out with Stephen Ross and the Miami Dolphins. Patience is a virtue.
For dentists. not for owners of a 1-5 team.
All he has on his resume right now is an organization with the longest playoff win drought in the major 4 pro sports. That's all he has on his resume. How do you run it back?
Well, again, if things start, you know, looking like they're headed in the right direction. And that can start this Sunday in Cleveland. I'm a firm believer that things. I don't know. But that's what I was asking. Like, do you think there's any plausible scenario where either of those guys are back? And by the way, if you don't, and the team probably doesn't, there's an energy. Like, the New York Giants, they've got an energy change, right? With Jackson Dart and Cam Scadaboo. And all of a sudden, Brian Daboll's not dead man walking anymore. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, things might start trending upwards. In the Dolphins organization, if everyone knows, this is just human nature. I'm not saying it's because you have soft players or players who don't care. This is just human nature. If you know that your boss is on the way out soon, if you know your boss's boss is on the way out soon, it affects your performance. I don't care what job you're doing. That's the reality of it. I've operated like Len's on his way out for the last 8 years. Hasn't happened. But had I thought he was going to stick around this long, I'd have tried harder.
Oh, it's funny because I was on the 07 1-15 team. The message, and it was subliminal, but they continue. George Edwards, linebacker coach, continued to tell us in meetings, everything you put on film, the whole league sees.
Right.
So put your best foot forward. It wasn't let's win one for the team. It wasn't come together. And it was put something on film that you're proud of is what he kept saying. To your point where you would see guys. I'm telling you, at 0-12, you know, I was a partier, ale house, chicken wings, you know, three times a week. I stopped wanting to leave the house. I don't know. Now, looking back, it probably did affect my performance because I don't even want to go anywhere. I don't want to deal with this. I don't want to talk to anybody. I don't want to argue with the damn drunk guy at the end of the bar that's telling me I shouldn't be drinking beer because we can't win a game. It's stressful.
All right, let's do headlines. Josh Appel is going to join us this hour. We'll talk some Dolphins. We can talk Panthers with him if you want. Headlines brought to you by Doral Volkswagen, home of the Pricito, our lowest price. Visit them at Doral Volkswagen or DoralVolkswagen.com.
I'm just writing down notes for our podcast, and I wrote, is there any pathway at all for Greer McDaniel to be back next season? And it feels so clickbaity, but, I mean, it's what we talked about, and there is a path.
So what is it? It's getting it together at the end of the season?
Yeah, I mean, it's convincing him that you turned it around, you fought through adversity, you overcame all of the emotions of a rough start, and you make the playoffs as a wild card team.
I mean, you have to take Stephen Ross's age into account with it, right? So how old is he, 85?
He's 85.
Okay. You have to say, if you're Stephen Ross and you see a glimmer of hope at the end of this season, a glimmer, do you say to yourself, I'm going to roll the dice because I want to see success with this team while I can enjoy it? Or do you say to yourself, even though I've seen a glimmer of light at the end of the tunnel, if I reset this thing, the earliest we can get this thing back right and be a contender is when I'm 88, 89?
No, Hulk. Shanahan turned the 49ers around in 2 years. Vrabel turned the Patriots around year one. Shane Steichen turned the Colts around year two. It's a microwave society now. It's not 5 or 6 years anymore. You watch teams turn their organization around in 3 years max and go to the playoffs and win a playoff game. The damn Dan Quinn with the Commanders, they went to the NFC Championship game, Hawk. You don't have to wait 5 years anymore. You should get a coach that knows what he's doing, a guy that knows how to build a roster. You could be back winning playoff games in 2 years. I just name multiple teams that have done it.
Yeah, but you've got to hire the right guys. He hasn't shown the ability to do that.
And be 87. He'd rather do this at 86.
This fight through adversity, if you slice your arm with a knife and then stitch it up, are you a hero? You caused the adversity. You caused it by not having leadership. You caused it by what you're doing. You caused it by your coaching and your roster construction. And now you figure it out.
What's the best record this team could end up with? They've played 6 games. They have 5 losses so far. So how many games do they have left? 11?
Mm-hmm. I think 7-10 is,
games, right? No. But the absolute best record they could end up with is 12-5, correct?
Yes. Yes.
If they end 12-5,
Hulk,
you can't tell me you wouldn't want to run it back.
They're going to run off 11.
I'm just telling you, mathematically, they could still end the season at 12-5.
Yes.
And if they end the season at 12-5, listen, it doesn't matter where those five losses come. It doesn't matter if they come at the beginning of the season, the middle of the season, the end of the season.
Well, yeah, but
so I think all Dolphins fans need to slow their roll a little bit because I think 12-5 is possible.
If they end the season 12-5, they win the AFC East.
They win the AFC. They're going to win the AFC at 12-5. So you're saying they're going to go from what?
I can bet this on the Hard Rock Bet app.
One in five.
Is why I have $0 in the account.
They're the one seed in the AFC.
Uh-huh.
They keep their job. That's your answer. You got it.
Boom.
Okay.
No, he nailed
it. We found the spot.
Yeah.
We found the spot.
All right. Okay.
Well, I love winning an argument.
Crowder, I'm not even telling you.
I love winning the stupidest argument in the history of the world.
11-game win streak for 1-5.
Now let's see. AFC conference winner. You want to know where you can bet the Dolphins at?
Plus 50,000.
Off the board.
Plus 20,000.
Put it
Their
in,
teams
huh?
have higher odds than them. The Titans plus 25,000. Jets plus 25,000. How about to win the AFC East? Let's look at that. Maybe there's some money to be made here.
Hey,
what are you laughing at?
You're only three games out.
You're only three games out.
Come on, man.
Dolphins are plus 15,000 to win the AFC East. If you don't put $1,000 on that right now, what are you even doing?
Worried about my kid's future.
What are you even doing? You're certainly not trying to dig yourself out of a hole betting against FIU like I did.
TJ's going to be at DeVry soon.
Thank God he's a senior. You know what the Dolphins over under on wins for the season is right now? I think we talked about this, Solana, a couple weeks ago.
Five
and a half.
Yeah.
If you think they're going to end up with six wins or more, it's plus 115. I'm putting $100,000 on that. How do they not end up with six wins?
By losing. What are you talking about?
Did you go back and listen to me yesterday talk about how they've played all these close games and think like, oh, that made a lot of sense. They're in these games, one-score games against good teams.
Tell you what, though. It was this internal conversation that had me talking to hot girls at parties and the bars. Like,
yeah.
I could come up with a case for anything. There's something to be said about having this internal conversation with yourself.
Yes. That's called swag.
Right.
Dolphins have no swag.
Well, the Panthers do.
Oh.
They play tonight against the Red Wings on the road in Detroit.
It'll be Sergei Bobrovsky in net tonight. He did not play in their one loss so far this season.
Bobby.
Keep him healthy.
Well, I have a feeling he'll play tonight. Then they have another game tomorrow, right? They have a back-to-back, so I think he'll probably rest tomorrow.
I was thinking about last year. After the Dolphins lost to the Bills, last year, not after the loss to the Bills, after they were eliminated from the playoffs, I was doing an interview with Adam Beasley on Game Day Uncensored where I just said, hey, I know this is going to sound a little morbid, but Stephen Ross doesn't have much time left in his life.
You see, I didn't
say turn
it
this
that
around.
Way.
Right. And I remember coming on the next day and Crowder was like, I tuned in to Game of the Uncensored and Solana's talking about Stephen Ross dying.
Yeah,
and
that was more, but I was just saying, hey, how would you rather be 85, 86, 89 when something happens?
Yeah, but we're saying the same
right
thing.
Like the final resting spot. It was bizarre.
We're
he
saying
doesn't
the
have
same
much
things.
Life left. What?
Yeah. He said that.
He's got
much life left.
A bit morbid. But also true, not wrong. He's got one more go around at this, one more opportunity to rebuild, one more before, you know, kicks the bucket.
Back in the day, wasn't there like an owner that was 94 or something? He was Weekend at Bernie's. They were just kind of trancing him around. He didn't know what was going on.
Mm.
God,
I got a text from Len, though. It says, thank you for giving your all for the past 8 years.
Yeah, Panthers tonight at Detroit. Kulikov is out for 5 months. It's kind of a bummer. The Heat play their red, white, and pinks.
No Kulikov, no Kachuk, no Barkey. Someone else is hurt, too. Who's the other? Someone else is hurt. Who am I missing?
Doug told us. I forgot his name, too.
Yeah.
Well, the Heat play their red, white, and pink scrimmage tonight to benefit cancer
research. Nosek.
There we go.
Nosek.
I thought of that just off the top of my head. Not because Appel put it on the chat.
Yeah. Tomas.
Remember Tomas Vokoun?
Yeah, I do.
Vokoun.
If you're just joining us, we're awaiting Tua Tagovailoa's post-practice press conference.
Mm-hmm. Double down, Tua. Come on. Give us something good, man.
No.
Give us
retreat,
something good.
White flag. White flag it, Tua.
Double down. Show up shirtless. I mean, the cigarette in your mouth.
The LeBron meme.
Yes.
I want him to come with a monk robe on, some sage, blessing the room. Just bow down.
What was Denzel's character in Training Day?
Oh, man, I can't remember his name.
Yeah, look that up. That's what I want him to look and act like.
I'm putting cases on all y'all bitches.
Yeah, Alonzo Harris. Alonzo Harris. Tua, show up like Alonzo Harris. Stare at Barry Jackson, Will Manso, Joe Shad. Just look. I'm putting cases on all you bitches. Light up a cigarette and walk off.
I want more what Farnsworth Bentley. I want just a dancing, happy
parasol.
Swinging an umbrella around. Yeah, I want more Farnsworth Bentley.
All right, guys, your weather right now in South Florida, it's in the mid to low 80s. Tonight, the lows will be in the 70s. That's sponsored by ChillZone AC, featuring reliable Rood AC systems. Make your AC great again. Visit ChillZoneAC.com.
Somebody points out on the text line, Virginia McCaskey was the owner of the Bears till she was 102 years old.
See?
So we still got another 15 years or so of Stephen Ross.
Run it, Ross. He's healthy, too. He rides his bike every day.
Josh Appel is going to join us in the next segment.
This is Hawk, Crowder, and Solana.
I used to spray paint raccoons and see if they come back in my yard after I catch them.
It's a great move.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is. With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash.
Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Josh Appel is with us on the Toyota of Hollywood hotline. Before we talk football, I always remind you the best place to get geared up with Canes or Dolphins merch this season is Caneswear in Davie or online at caneswear.com. Josh is an NFL play-by-play broadcaster nationally for Sports USA. He will be in Tennessee this weekend on the call for Patriots and Titans. So he will be able to see Drake May and Cam Ward close up and personal. Josh, who would you rather have right now as your quarterback? Tua, Drake May, or Cam Ward? He's muted.
He looks so upset. It's well, okay. Look, Josh, I do it every segment, Josh. I do it every segment.
And your mic's not connected. What a great
His mic
start.
Isn't even connected. Yeah. His mic isn't even connected. It was such a good introduction and a nice...
No.
Hold on. He's talking, but nothing's coming out.
How about now? Are we good?
There you go. Look at that. Josh is back. Josh is back.
I'm a little upset because everybody around here has been skipping our pre-show meetings. They've either been skipping them or they've been late, and it results in what we have here. And I'm a little disappointed in everybody on this show.
Yeah, gotta be honest. Saying it is not like Tua saying it.
Why not? to answer your question.
Because you're Quinn Ewers?
Oh. Well.
Damn.
Okay. Well, if Quinn Ewers should be stepping up in this situation, and that's what I'm trying to do.
Has Tua said anything, by the way? Oh, okay. I'm looking at David Fironis.
It's today, tweet. Right? That he talks?
Yeah. Well, he's like right now. Fironis says Tua opens his press conference Wednesday by clearing the air and owning up to the mistake of his postgame comments. Sunday, Tua Tagovailoa admits he had some throws that were off Sunday against the Chargers as he dealt with hip and thumb injuries. But he's not using it as an excuse.
Why do you say
I'll take
it?
Drake May.
No. Why would he say I have hip and thumb injuries if he's not using it as an excuse?
I mean, but I hate that anyway with any professional athlete. They go, well, this is going on, but we're not using it as an excuse. But that is an excuse. Like I hate that when, you know, the Panthers, who had the broken sternum? Wasn't it obvious that Kachuk was like, yeah, he was skating around there. He was looked like a shell of himself. And they're like, well, we're not going to use this as an excuse. No, let us know that his sternum is broken because we're all noticing that he's skating around like that, like a zombie out there.
Isn't it an explanation more than excuse? I was going to say exclamation. Yeah, I think that's a.
I have a Tobin literally just sent me this as we're talking about a minute and 20 of Tua answering some questions. You guys want to hear it? I think I can play the audio.
Yes. Here. Yeah, I would like to hear this.
Like that, how tough are those discussions when you have to have them when there's, like you said, there's a lot being said from all kinds of directions about what you said.
Mm-hmm.
How tough is it to sift through everything to make sure they get your point of what you meant and clear the air?
Well, I think it's the intent, right? What was the intent? And I think just the emotions, the built-up emotions after the game, no one wants to lose, but just not allowing myself to stay in the moment and you know, just kind of get outside of that. You know, you just have those kind of conversations. What is the intent? And then you kind of move from there. So we've had some conversations with that.
In general, do you feel at this moment that overall team culture is still an issue?
Joe Shad.
I wouldn't say so. Having conversation with guys today, seeing the way guys are out there at practice, I wouldn't say so.
What sort of reaction have you gotten in your conversations with teammates?
Is that Hal Habib?
Would you classify it as understanding or anger or frustration or what's
your I would say guys had questions about it, right? So you gotta answer those questions, the why, and then some of the whys were like, man, at that time I didn't think of it like that, you know. And so, as I said, that's something I got to be better with in protecting the team, and you know, just can't do that.
Will Manso tweeted out, credit to Tua for handling that well. Apologize and move on. He messed up. That's clear. Part of it was emotions of losing, but you can't do that. Teammates had to hear a better explanation. Will says, will it linger? I'm guessing learning from it and winning games would help. Solana, you have Tua's actual opening statement before the media started asking him questions?
Yeah, here it is.
All right, so, you know, As a leader of this team, of the Miami Dolphins, you know, the comments that had been said, I would say I've made a mistake and I'm owning up to that right now. You know, I've talked to guys on the team about it, talked to the leaders about it, and you know, that they know my heart. They know that the intent was right, but no matter the intent, you know, the intent can be right, but when things get misconstrued or however the media wants to portray it, you know, that leaves a void of silence and a lot of questions for the guys on our team. Now, being 1-5, you know, we talk a lot about, all right, we got to get this going. We got to get this going. Come in excited to go to work. Forget about the noise. And I feel like I just added onto that for our guys. You know, for myself, I got to look at myself as the leader protecting the team. I don't feel like I did that to the best of my abilities. I felt like I let the emotions of the game get to me after the game. And, you know, that's something that I can learn from as a leader on this team. And what happens in-house should be protected, and none of that should have gotten out. And so want to publicly apologize about that. Want to move forward, and now want to focus on the Cleveland Browns.
All right, so that was his opening statement. Josh, thanks for joining us. Have a good call in Tennessee. We appreciate it. I want to discuss this, obviously, so you can stick around in the 4 o'clock hour as well. Yeah. All right, what's your initial thought as – I'll ask Crowder first. What's your initial thought as to his opening statement there?
He got his ass cussed out. He sounded like a little kid that got in trouble. And now, you know, I was wrong. I admit I was wrong. And yeah, he wasn't thinking about it, post-game emotions, but the frustration is building. This comes from last year, the year before, and all that. So I think he's getting tired of being treated like a little kid. And now I get a mistake. Now I get yelled at. I think he's fed up.
The thing that kind of bothered me about it, obviously on the surface, like credit to him for apologizing like that, but he shoehorned in trying to blame the media again for taking the quotes out of context. I don't understand what he's doing there. And then he talks about, well, yes, Solana, he said something about how the media took it out of context afterwards. He absolutely said that.
He said, however you want to spin it, the media.
Nobody's smart,
but I would say this. Is he referencing the fact that it got clipped into this 15-second thing and the media nationally didn't give the context where he came out and said, I threw three interceptions, I played a poor game, I have to do better. Is that maybe where that little snippet is coming in from Tua about, hey, the media portraying it a certain way?
I don't get it, though. All we heard over the past 48 hours was that Tua needs to shut up, take accountability, talk about himself at a press conference, and don't talk about anybody else. And I don't know, guys, I just heard that from Tua Tagovailoa. For the first time this season, I heard a guy walk up to the podium, address the media before a question is asked, and say, yeah, that was on me. And I get what you're saying, Appel, where he says, however you guys want to spin it, but he's not wrong. Everything this guy says gets spun into something. That comes with the territory. I'm not dismissing what he said. What he said was stupid. But for the first time this season, I just heard Tua step to the podium and say, bro, I effed up. I got to be better.
He gets credit for that, but I don't know that he comes and does this press conference if his head coach doesn't call him out yesterday, if all of his teammates are leaking out to other members of the media saying that they were unhappy. So, like, I don't know if this was just the reaction.
Yeah, but you say you don't know it, I mean, maybe he does. I mean, you don't know.
And that's fine, but, like, for me, everything with him rings hollow to me because someone asked, I forget which one of Manso, Shad, and Hal Habib asked him, which I love. That's my favorite game during press conferences, is not watching it, trying to figure out whose voice it is. He mentioned again about, at practice, guys are staying late and they're doing all this stuff. And I'm like, that's what you said the entire offseason about how this culture is getting so much better. You guys said it this week, and I'm sure at other times as well. Like, the fact that this is what's the narrative around the team after an entire offseason of saying, hey, the culture is getting better, we got rid of the problems, it's all the same stuff. And it is such a cluster with, it's a cluster bleep of things that are self-inflicted here. And again, surface level, credit the Tua for coming out and apologizing.
How else do you try to move past it other than what he just did?
Right. Of course he had to do that. And so he gets credit for that. It blows my mind that, you know, you're talking about this is year six for him. It's not his first year as a captain. It's not his first year as a starting quarterback in the league. And I'm having to learn how to appropriately take accountability and talk in press conferences in year six. I don't know, man. Like, it's just frustrating. And it's crazy that I'm in this place now where 7 weeks ago I was banging on my desk in here talking about how when Tua Tagovailoa plays and he's healthy, they win. And I've done a complete 180 on the guy. And, like, part of me feels bad for that. And I don't know what blinders I had on before. But, like, I was so wrong about everything in relation to this team.
I think it would have been funny if he came out there and he's like, hey, have you guys seen Anthony Weaver's defense lately? Because you try to remain in a good mood and level-headed after a game.
I think Tua, with the frustration of losing, is going through, like, an identity crisis. Because he's not really a leader, but they're forced him to be a leader. And now he's getting asked about a bad team and he's not playing well. And it's frustrating, but he's not a leader, but he's talking about people. Like, I think personally he's going through a lot. And that's why Cam Newton keeps saying, I don't like the talkative Tua. I think Tua's trying to figure out how to be a starting quarterback that has to answer for a bad team.
Yeah, well, this is kind of rare territory for him, to be quite honest, because he's always looked better than the team has looked. And this is, you know, the test of metal, right? And it didn't go well after that game. 4 o'clock hour is coming up. We'll talk about it in the 4 o'clock hour. We'll play the comments again. We'll get some headlines as well. So don't go anywhere. Appel, stick around with us too. So do not go anywhere. 4 o'clock hour is coming up.
My favorite day of the year. Y'all know stone crab season just started. My wife went over. Oh, I couldn't go to jail.
That's right. That's today, right?
It's October 15th every single year. It's my Christmas. Asia had to go over there today because I was running around this morning, but I am having stone crabs tonight. And if you love stone crabs, who I don't know who doesn't except raggedy-ass Solana.
I'm not certain the Pell likes stone crab, and I'm pretty sure Jimmy doesn't like stone crab.
Oh, Jimmy doesn't eat anything. He eats like a three-year-old. Delaware Chicken Farm and Seafood Market has all the sizes, the freshest stone crabs, the best price on stone crabs, and they have them all. They have everything you want. Grab some stone crabs and you are going to get down. They have the mustard sauce. I'm telling you, go get them. They'll crack them for you. Get your mustard sauce. Take them home. The big tray of them ready to eat. Go to Delaware today and get your stone crabs. But they have everything, too. They have lamb, beef, veal, pork, poultry, duck, turkey, lobster, shrimp, fish, alligator, venison. They have so much delicious food, and they have it all. Go to DelawareChicken.com. That's the website, DelawareChicken.com. You have the sides made in house daily. You have the dips. You have prepared food, sandwich, burgers, fried chicken, roasted chicken. And place your holiday orders. Thanksgiving's coming. They have fresh, never frozen turkey. No antibiotics, no steroids. I'm telling you, if you haven't had a turkey from Delaware for Christmas, for Thanksgiving, you can place your holiday orders now. Go to Delaware for it all. I've been going there 20 years. If you go to Delaware, you'll be going there for another 20 years, 30, 40, 50 years. As long as I live in South Florida and I'm not leaving, I'm getting all my food from Delaware Chicken Farm and Seafood Market. Go to the website. When you find out what you want, call them in advance for your holiday orders and for your tonight orders, tomorrow orders, 954-983-6831. That's 954-983-6831. Place your order. They'll bring it to your car. Curbside delivery. Jose, the owner, his amazing staff, all they want to do is get delicious food back to any function you are having, and it's going to be better with Delaware and no stone crabs. Oh, my goodness, I can't wait for dinner tonight. Go to Delaware Chicken Farm and Seafood Market. They are located on 441, one block south of Sterling Road. When y'all get down there, get your Crowder powder, get your stone crabs, and tell them Crowder sent you.
You're listening to the Hawk, Crowder, and Solana Show.
Crowder.
Hawk.
Crowder.
Hawk.
Unk.
At Maurice's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Maurice's.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speed Test. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate. With the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever, you can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, and even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speed Test Intelligence data, 1H 2025, compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.